It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It's the Lane Mitchell Show weekly podcast highlights from the past week's shows. Heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And it's actually Tradio Live this weekend at Blackjack's and Nisku. That's going to be fun. It's basically just a massive garage sale. Sort of a legendary piece of Sonic staff history up for grabs. The legendary Roomba. Why is it legendary? We'll recap that story this week on the podcast.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It was on this date in 1990 that one artist's debut album started a record-breaking 21-week stay at the top of the album charts, making it the longest uninterrupted stay at the top of the charts ever. Who was it? MC Hammer. I know, right? And it's now been 20 years since Starbucks started charging us way too much for a burnt cup of coffee. And 20 years since we started pretending to not enjoy every minute of it. To celebrate, though, they've launched 6 new flavors of Frappuccino, one of which will become a new permanent flavor based on customer votes. I voted for a tuna fish Frappuccino. Apparently that wasn't one of the options. Guess I'll have to go with teriyaki. And we've all kind of wondered what little baby Northwest's brother or sister will be named, which is weird because none of us really give the tiniest skid mark of a sh** what Kim and Kanye will be naming their child. Apparently it won't be a direction this time, though. Like Southwest. They claim they're planning a family name. Although, personally, I think it's a little too early to rule out some idiocy like Wild West or, hell, West Nile. And finally, Japanese designer Ginza Tanaka has created the world's most expensive toilet. $158,000. It's encrusted with 72,000 Swarovski crystals. And once you've used it, 3 kernels of corn.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 10th of June, it was on this date in 2009 that Chastity Bono began her journey to become Chaz Bono. You know, 6 years later, she can grow a better mustache than Justin Bieber. But then again, so can your grandma and most of her friends. Speaking of transformations, we all know that Bruce Jenner recently became Caitlyn Jenner. It was almost a very different handle, though. Full House star Dave Coulier, soon to be Fuller House star, the Cut It Out guy, he claims his wife and Bruce were actually quite close about 25 years ago, and that Bruce Jenner actually preferred, at least at that time, to be called Nikki Jenner. And Miley Cyrus is on the cover of the new issue of Paper Magazine. She's naked, covered in mud, and hugging a pig. Oddly, not the dirtiest Miley Cyrus picture we've seen of late. And don't expect Jerry Seinfeld to be hitting the college circuit anytime soon. The comedian revealed during a recent interview that students, and other young people, have become too politically correct to the point of not even understanding what offends them. He makes a good point. I think it's more important that it came from Jerry Seinfeld, too, who is notoriously a squeaky clean comic.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Sherry True from the Sonic Promotions Department is joining us. How are you, Sherry?
Good. I'm doing really well.
I understand you're a new Roomba owner. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
That is the vacuum that you program, and it vacuums your house.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
That sounds luxurious.
It does in theory. We have, my husband and I have 2 dogs, so we got the pet Roomba. And it's like, this is going to be a life changer. It's going to be so easy. It's convenient. And I got a phone call today. We've had it for 3 days. So it was scheduled to run at 3:00 today. So we come home to a nice clean house. My husband instead came home to a mess. One of the dogs, my little pug, adorable, so naughty, pooped in the bathroom. And the Roomba, scheduled to run at 3, did its thing, went in there, but kicked up the poop and then smeared it all over the house.
Oh, it didn't.
And then the other dog threw up in the kitchen. Because it was so disgusting. My husband said he got home and almost threw up because the smell was so bad. Stupid Roomba.
So Roomba just spread it all over the...
Roomba, you know. Evenly. It's all the poop is spread out evenly, so it works.
Well, you could see the pattern. You could tell if there's any spots it's missing. That's good.
Oh, and my husband said he came home and the Roomba was in the corner just bumping into a wall full of poop.
Presumably trying to commit suicide.
It's done.
Roomba suicide. Wow.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 11th of June, it was on this date in 1993, the film Jurassic Park opened. You know, Jurassic World actually opens in theaters this weekend. Now, let's just pretend for a second that the science behind the Jurassic Park concept is sound. What do you think it would cost to build such a theme park? Well, recent estimates peg the startup at around $23 billion and $11.9 billion a year to maintain. And the chairman of NBC Sports this week said he thinks NHL players shouldn't be growing playoff beards. Says, let's get their faces out there. Let's talk about how young and attractive they are. Good call. Hey, tell you what, Saturday when the Lightning play the Blackhawks, sit down with your dad or your buddies and spend a solid 3 hours talking about how young and attractive the players are, because that won't be the least bit awkward, will it? And a brother and sister from Saskatchewan have been detained in Malaysia for posing nude on top of a mountain there. Locals consider Mount Kinabalu to be sacred, and an earthquake erupted days later, and the suspicion is that it was caused by these two siblings defiling their mountain. You know what? I'm going to put aside the weirdness of getting naked with members of your family for just a quick second. Why didn't they do it on a mountain in Saskatchewan? You know what? I heard it the minute I said it.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Movie news to start off with. It was one of the biggest flops in Disney history. They're expected to lose as much as $140 million on the film Tomorrowland, George Clooney movie. They're saying it's the biggest flop since The Lone Ranger 2 summers ago, which cost them $190 million. And Pizza Hut is debuting a new hot dog stuffed crust pizza next week. The Hot Dog Bites Pizza will come as a large one-topping pie with bite-sized dough-wrapped hot dogs instead of a crust, French mustard on the side. Yeah, sticking a wiener in a pie. They probably got the idea watching that American Pie movie. Jason Biggs' character? I think Pizza Hut should actually come up with a pizza-stuffed stuffed crust pizza, the crust of which is stuffed with many tiny stuffed crust pizzas. A lot of work, but I think it'd be worth it. And hey, bad news, vegetarians. Plants can actually hear themselves being eaten. Interestingly, they actually attempt to defend themselves against predators. Researchers at the University of Missouri found that the sound of caterpillars eating made plants more defensive and caused the plants to release more mustard oils in an attempt to ward them off. Mustard oil. Maybe they were just preparing to eat a hot dog stuffed crust pizza.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell podcast.
It was on this date in 2006 that Bill Gates left his day-to-day responsibilities at Microsoft to concentrate on the charitable work of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Translation? He retired to spend all of your money in the most boring way possible. Don't get me wrong, he does great work. But just once. Once. I'd like to see Bill Gates treat himself to something ridiculous. A solid gold Ferrari, maybe. And Pornhub is crowdfunding to make the world's first porno in outer space. They're trying to raise $3.4 million. The money shouldn't actually be an issue. I think the biggest stumbling block will be figuring out how to get a pool boy or a pizza delivery guy to find his way into space. And Jennifer Aniston revealed her guilty pleasure in the latest issue of People magazine. Unfortunately for you, it isn't having an affair with strange middle-aged dudes with a fetish for the TV show Friends. Rather, it's following the Kardashian-Jenner story. And finally, a new study found that half of kids in North America don't drink enough water. If I had to guess, I would say it was the top half.
It's Lane Mitchell podcast. Want to hear more like it? Check out the Garner Andrews Show daily podcast and more at Sonic1029.com.